Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Johnny.
And you're listening to The Hammock Tapes.
Please leave a message.
You have 9 new messages. Message 1.
Hey, Jeffrey, this is Johnny. Sorry I missed you. I was just kind of calling just to kind of catch up, I guess. I hadn't seen you or talked to you in a while since you're, in Chicago and I'm here in Portland. And, just kind of wanted to catch up. I was just kind of sitting here drinking a ice cold glass of milk and thinking about, just how a good friendship is like your favorite book. You read it, but then it goes on the shelf. And, sometimes you just gotta take that book off the shelf, dust it off, and enjoy it again. And it's kind of like any friendship. Like our friendship, I feel like we just need to dust it off, kind of reconnect, and just remember the good times. It's kind of why I called in the first place. I was just sitting here, like I said, drinking this glass of milk, and I was remembering, this weird, thing from when we were kids, where there was, some sort of issue with a hammock or something. I don't know. I'm sorry. Give me a call back. We can talk about it later. Just, reminisce, I thought it'd be fun. I hope you're doing well, and have a great day. All right, bye.
Message 2.
Hey, Johnny. Getting back to you. I thought I'd catch you, but apparently not. I am at the office wrapping things up after another long day, but, I couldn't help it. So, it is kind of like dusting off an old book, rekindling a friendship, right? For instance, your use of the word milk, which you kind of say like malk. There's kind of like a slight, like malk. You don't really say milk. But I have to ask, are you also eating Braunschweiger? Because when we lived at 4346, you were always eating Braunschweiger on white bread and a glass of milk, and it was kind of disgusting. It'd be good to catch up, so give me a call back. I am going to be leaving soon, so I may be on the train, but do your best. And then we can, because don't tell me you don't know the hammock story. I know you know the hammock story. So we need to talk about it, apparently. All right, talk to you soon, Josh Ann.
Message 3.
Hey, Jeffrey, Johnny here. Yes, 4346. It was a good time living at 4346. You and me and Jacob, you each had a nice bedroom, I living on the couch. And you still charged me, which is fair enough. We shouldn't be surprised by that. 4346 was a great time in our lives. I would love to reminisce about that with you sometime. If we could just, get a hold of each other, geez, right? Anyway, you mentioned something about milk, how I say it, malk. I don't feel like I do say malk. Being, I believe, from The Simpsons, so you may have just taken that bit like you do all of your bits. If anything, instead of milk, I say milk with an E, M-E-L-K. I realize I don't pronounce it correctly. It has more of an E sound to it. I say the same thing with pillow. It's a pillow. I say pillow. It's fine. Doesn't matter. A few people have brought it up. Whatever. We'll just get past that. That's fine. 4346, great time. I did have a penchant for Braunschweiger sandwiches. Braunschweiger, great stuff. But you did forget one key ingredient to the Braunschweiger sandwich. Apart from the cold glass of milk next to it, you also got to put mayo on that white bread. Because a Braunschweiger sandwich, just Braunschweiger on bread, disgusting. But once you get the mayo on there, you're in for a treat. I recommend you try it. Braunschweiger is very cheap. You can buy it at Jewel. I don't know. Sorry I missed you again. I do really want to catch up. I don't really know why you brought up the Braunschweiger and how I mispronounced milk. I don't know if you're just trying to, start something with me or trying to be kind of I don't know. It seems a little weird. It's fine. I'm going to let it go this time. I don't know. I feel like you're just trying to instigate something. I don't know. It's fine. I do want to catch up still, though. This hammock story thing, I do need a little more, just a little more of, if you could just tell me the story, that'd be great. I don't recall quite what we were arguing about. I don't know if it's just another thing that you have, another one of your hang-ups, maybe, that you have going on, or just something you can't get over. If you have something you need to talk to me about, then, by all means, let's talk about it, Also, we can talk about fun things, too, like our good times at 4346. you know, let's just try to keep it light, you know, and like, you know, but we all know one thing. All right, bye, I gotta go. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later.
Message 4.
All right, Johnny. Apparently, I need to, you know, remind you of the hammock story, whatever. I still feel like you're baiting me here. And it's kind of funny, actually, because when I was home for Christmas most recently, I took some runs back on Illini Drive, back to, I forget what the street is that you lived on, but I ran past your childhood home, or one of them, you know, you guys moved and whatnot, but, you know, when you lived in Hopewell, I ran past there, and it reminded me of the hammock episode because listen, you remember the story, like, first of all, you're at my place, and of course I had that hammock, you remember the hammock, and there came some disagreement, came up about, whose turn it was on the hammock, which is interesting because it's my hammock. That is and remains, one of my major points about why I'm correct in this argument. You see, it's my hammock, so I think I would know whose turn it is on my hammock, alright? It's my hammock. And you can't just because you're a visitor in my house doesn't mean you can just hog my hammock. It's like a hammock hogger over here. So that's the debate. You remember the debate. Come on. Like, tell me you remember the debate. And then second of all, tell me why I'm wrong.
Message 5.
Gah, sorry, this is Jeff again. I forgot to mention, I ran past your house, and there was no tire swing in the backyard. But do you remember your tire swing? That was a pretty sweet tire swing. All right, that's all. Remember, my turn.
Message 6.
Hey, Jeffrey, this is Johnny again. Got your voicemail. Thanks for getting back to me. Thanks for mentioning the story, the hammock story. Thanks for giving an explanation of that. I gotta tell you, I just wasn't recalling that story. But now that you've mentioned it, I feel like I feel like it makes a little bit of sense. I may need a little more from you to recall it. I mean, here's how I recall it, though. I recall something about a hammock. I recall you having a hammock. Well, I recall your parents owning a hammock, so not yours. It was not your house. You lived there as a child, so not really your house, your parents' house, everything that was in it, and, you know, be it inside or outside, such as a hammock, for example, just a hammock, for example. Could be anything, but in this case, like a hammock. Yeah, a hammock. So, not your hammock, first of all. Your father's hammock, for that matter. That's how I remember it. And I remember you were on the hammock and got off. You got off the hammock. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get in this hammock for a bit. Sounds fun. It was a nice, beautiful day out. And you feel like you caused a ruckus, as you were prone to do as a child. Caused a little ruckus. And we're like, well, it's my turn on the hammock, said Jeffrey. And Johnny's like, well, I mean, it'd be nice if I could use it a little bit, said Johnny. And, there was some sort of altercation, I imagine. I don't know if you remember it that way, but I feel like you probably got irate and stormed off, probably threw a fit. Maybe you may have thrown something, not necessarily at me, but just in general, just thrown something. You are prone to throwing things, like a little baby. That's kind of how I remember it. Oh, yes. A part that I recall fondly is how your mom got irritated that we were getting mad at each other and are having a disagreement. It's all coming back to me. It's odd how it all comes back. and, you know, like, you were to be sent to your room. You were sent to your room to cry while I, Jonathan, was allowed to watch The Simpsons on the television in your parents' lovely living room. And I'm pretty sure that while you were in your room crying because you were on timeout, I went back out to the hammock and sat in that hammock. So, I mean, that's how I remember it. It sounds like you remember it a little differently. I really, again, have to thank you for jogging my memory.
Message 7.
Hey, Jeffrey. Sorry, it's Johnny again. I don't know what happened. Your voicemail cut me off or something. Sorry, I guess the voicemail, it was a little long, maybe the message, a little long-winded. I'm just trying to get the whole story out, so that when we finally get hold of each other, I won't have to go through it all again. Oh my gosh. I was gonna say just one more thing. The tire swing. You brought the tire swing. The tire swing is awesome. Like, I remember the tire swing. It went out over the ravine. So, if you got, like, enough momentum going, you can really, like, get a lot of air. It was awesome. And the fact that whoever lives there took the tire swing down, I mean, that's pretty disappointing to hear. Gotta tell you. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. Try to get back to me when you can. Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like there's an issue here that needs to be talked about. You think I'm baiting you? I mean, I feel like you're a little paranoid, perhaps. Just let me know what you're up to. Hope everything's well in Chicago. You know, hope you're keeping safe. And, you know, just have fun. Just have fun. As long as it's not on a hammock.
Message 8.
Yeah, Johnny, this is Jeff. Just getting back to you real quick. You know, to be honest, I don't know. You were rambling about the tire swing still. It doesn't really matter. The point is, you didn't really talk about the hammock. It's my turn. And I can't really talk right now because I'm going to a show. No one said that, if you could hear that. But, yeah, I'll talk to you later, sometime when you actually pick up the damn phone.
Message 9.
Hey, Jeffrey, Johnny here. Listen. Lately in my life, I've been trying to turn over a new leaf, if you will. I've been working on just being a better person and not being as filled with rage as per usual. So do I remember the hammock story? Yeah, of course. I remember the hammock story the whole time. Okay? Keep bringing it up. I kind of wanted to let it go, move on. We could start this beautiful, reinvented, revitalized, reimagined chapter in our friendship. But you keep pushing me. Keep prodding me like a little boy poking a stick at a wolf in some movie we watched when we were kids for some reason. Why would you poke a stick with a wolf? But we did make fun of it a lot, so that was fun. But that's besides the point. I'm angry now. I'm not going to be nice any longer. Not in this call, at least. You see, Jeff, of course I remember the hammock story, and I recall it was my turn in the hammock. You don't understand what it's like to be childhood friends with you, okay? You're a difficult child. You were a difficult child, and I'm sure you're a difficult adult now. Well, I know you are. It was my turn in the hammock. It wasn't your hammock. It was my turn. You should have been polite enough to let me use the hammock and not be a little, you know, I'm not going to get too mad. You shouldn't have been mad about it like you were, okay? I'm not going to be calling names right now, but you knew what you were being. You've always been a little crybaby. Remember that one time when we were all going to go snowboarding and you were like, oh, I have to get my appendix removed so I can't go. and we all had fun without you. All right, well, I hope you're having a great day. Talk to you later, I guess. Remember, it was my turn. It's not going to be your turn. So just say it was my turn. Or don't talk about it at all. Maybe just be a nice person. How about be a good friend to me, huh? How about that? Trying to be a nicer person. Trying to be a nicer person.